time for a CBJ in 30 short shift. Here's Bob McGillin.
The Blue Jackets are going to do something tonight that they have never, ever done in the existence of this franchise. They are going to play a game in the month of May. That's right. It's the second day of May, and it's game four of the Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference semifinal playoff series. Blue Jackets lead this series 2-1 to get a win on home ice tonight. Would give them a stranglehold on the series. It would put them in a very good spot as they get set to head back to Boston to play game five on Saturday night. That win, if they get it, is not going to come easy tonight. But nothing has come easy in this entire series, so that should not come as a surprise. The Blue Jackets are staying with the same lineup, it appears, in tonight's game. One of the guys that has been in the lineup for the last two games of the Tampa series and now the first three going on four of the Boston series, he's there because of the injury to Marcus Nudavara, is defenseman Adam Clendenning. But don't think that just because he gets the opportunity to play thanks to an injury, don't think that he can't handle what's going on. He is showing that he is more than capable of handling the load on the blue line for the Blue Jackets, and I will be talking with him in just a bit. But I'll start this off like I always do, because earlier today, Jody Shelley and I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella.
Boone Jenner scores the first goal for you the other night. We know how well he is at winning faceoffs, how he plays defensively, all of that. How big of an offensive factor can he be for you in this series?
Well, he has been. It hasn't come up to a bunch of numbers on the score sheet, but they have probably been our most consistent line forechecking and wearing down their D. So that's been a good line for us. It's great to see him get rewarded. Huge goal for us to start the game.
Speaking of wearing them down, here you go into game four. We all know you played a four-game series. They played a seven. At what point does it usually, and I'm not saying it's going to be with them specifically, but in your experience, in a series, where does that fatigue start to show itself on a team that won a seven-game series?
I don't think it does. I think teams play with so much adrenaline. They don't do nothing on the off days. All they do is get geared up for the games. These are thoroughbred athletes. It's easy to talk about that they're tired, but once the game starts, adrenaline kicks in, and I don't think that that's a factor.
Torch, what, as a coach here tonight in game four, what's your biggest challenge with your group?
Is just to make sure we stay with what we're doing. I think when you get to game four, you win your home game after splitting away. Great building, all the excitement after the win. It's about, are you willing to get it to another level? Or do you allow a team, do you just relax for a second mentally and say, you know what, we got it done at home. But then you're not totally ready for game four, and you just relax a bit, because that's how close the series is, Jody. A turnover here, a save here, a goal there, that's a difference in winning and losing. Are we willing to invest again? And I believe we're going to have to get it to another. I think we have to make some adjustments in our game and be better in certain situations.
There's a lot of excitement that has been around this team the last 3 weeks. And this is a question. I'm just very curious. Is there a grind in the playoffs after all the excitement of making it, sweeping the Lightning, and now you're in game four?
I don't think. You know what the grind is? It's the in-between days. Because guys just want to play. You play the game. You just want to play the games. And not have to talk to media, not have to talk to you guys.
We understand that.
Yes, I'm glad you do. But I'm not just speaking for me, I'm speaking for the players too. So, they want to play the games. And I think you know what the grind is? It's the anticipation. Right. It's just anticipating to get back out there and do it again, because they're having so much fun when they're out there. So that's why I'll answer that question.
This has been a physical series, obviously, and we knew it was going to be. Oliver Bjorkstrand seems like he's a guy that is really taking a brunt of the hits from the Boston Bruins. He's been knocked down. He gets right back up again. Is there anything that he can do maybe to avoid some of those and to get back to that offensive power that he was for you in the last 3 weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, him and a number of other guys as far as the offense. There's just not a lot of offense out there for a number of minutes. Both teams are checking very well. Special teams have come into play here in the first three games. I think Oliver, I think he has to have an awareness because, quite honestly, I appreciate him getting up all the time, but it gives the other team momentum with those big hits. And, you know, it's Krug that's been, him and Krug have had a little bit of a thing going on there. But I think he just needs to be ready. I think sometimes the young players that come into the league, and Borky's been here for a little bit, I don't think people think they're going to get a hit at certain times. I think you always need to be ready, especially in playoff hockey, that someone's going to be there.
When you go back to training camp, your training camps instill a lot in your group. Do you have days and moments like this in mind when you run that camp?
Yeah. And to me, it's not the physical part of it. It's the mental part of it. I think the grind we put them through mentally, I think the things we went through this year as a team in such a crazy year in our locker room, I think has helped us right now in handling some of the adversity surges and stuff like that. Now, you know, we found our way here early on in playoffs, haven't lost many games and haven't faced a whole bunch. We're going to, and I think that's when it's going to help us also.
Well, last thing for you here. They want to take away Sergei Bobrovsky's eyes. They want to screen him. They want to stop him from being able to see the puck. You guys have done a great job of keeping that from happening. They're going to try it probably their hardest here tonight because they don't want to go home down 3-1. What do you have to do to maintain what you've already been doing?
Continue defending and have an awareness that's what they're talking about over there. And so we're not changing anything as how we defend. I'm hoping we spend more time in the offensive zone and then we don't have to worry about that problem as far as them on our goalies. So, yeah, it's part of the game. It's part of playoffs when teams – we're trying to do the same thing with Rask. Rask has played very well also. So we're trying to do the same thing there. So as long as there's awareness, and they will be aware, we just go about our business.
That is Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella, and you heard a little bit of what he has been saying. He said it yesterday after practice. He has said it again today. There are more players that he needs to see more out of. And Oliver Bjorkstrand is one of the guys that I talked to him about right there. And, yeah, he's on the list. I can tell you who else is on the list. Ryan Dzingel would be on that list. He was a healthy scratch in Game 2. He returned for Game 3. Alexander Wennberg, I think, is another guy. He played very well in Game 2. Again, in Game 3, when a team wins a game, I guess you don't really nitpick so much, or we don't nitpick so much, but a coach sees that there is more that has to be done by certain players so that they can continue to win. So I think Wennberg is on that list as well. So those are the three that I'm sure of, and hopefully all three of them get going tonight. That would be nice, and I think it would be a great luxury if all three of them were a factor in tonight's game at Nationwide Arena. Well, a guy that has been a factor on the blue line is Adam Clendenning. I talked about him a little bit earlier. He is in the lineup because of the injury to Marcus Nuttavaara. He's a guy that broke camp with the team at the beginning of the year, eventually went to Cleveland. He's been back and forth, the American Hockey League, the National Hockey League, not only this year, but throughout his career. That's the kind of a career that he has had as a pro hockey player. Well, he gets the opportunity to get into some games. He has not disappointed. I know Jody Shelley talks about him all the time and loving that everything Adam Clendenning does, he does it hard. He skates hard. He passes hard. He shoots hard. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. And that is something that not just keeps him in the lineup, but I think it endears him to his head coach, John Tortorella. Anyway, I had a chance to catch up with Adam and just talk to him about this entire experience of playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and also talk to him about the guy that he is playing alongside, which in most cases is Scott Harrington.
Getting a chance to playing these Stanley Cup playoff games for the first time in your career, what has this meant to you? How fun has it been for you?
Yeah, it's a blast. It's obviously high-stake games, and, guys are definitely playing for, the best prize in the game. So it's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I just catch myself smiling all the time. So I'm having a blast. I know a lot of the guys in the room are too, so it seems to be working.
It's a situation where you start the year here, you go back to Cleveland, you spend a lot of time there, really help that team to get into position to make the playoffs. And then when you come back, you don't know if you're going to play or not play. When you first got told you're in, what were your thoughts?
Didn't really have too many. It was only like probably 12 minutes before the game.
That's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, it was. I said it before. I think it's just helps me. It's just like, well, I'm just playing another game now. You're not stupid to the fact either that the games mean a lot, but definitely help not having to think the whole time and kind of work yourself up.
One thing that we notice about your game, and Jody Shelley's talked about this all week, is everything you do it hard. A pass is hard, you skate hard, you shoot the puck hard. How much has that helped you throughout your career to create opportunities and then get this one?
Yeah. You have to do everything hard. Guys are moving fast. It's even playing the couple of regular season games to now. everything's a little bit faster, everything's a little bit harder. So no matter what you do it hard. If you're going to make a mistake, make it being aggressive, make it being hard. And then if you do make a mistake, throw it out the window and keep going.
Scott Harrington is a guy you've been playing with primarily since you've been back into the games. And, you know, I talked with Scotty in between first and second period, I think, the other night. And I asked him about the pairing. And he said, you know, we're still kind of learning each other and we're starting to figure it out. But I think probably one of the best things is that you play the same way, meaning that it's going to be hard. And in both your cases, if you make a mistake, you make up for it with your competitiveness and correct that mistake immediately. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, that's part of our job, and you know, we're gonna mess up. We're gonna mess it up hard, and you know, compete and try and correct it that way. But at the same time, I think we complement each other. You know, pretty well. I like to play a little bit of offense and join the rush a little bit, and he's, you know, Mr. Steady Eddie. So you know, he's definitely somebody comfortable for me to play with, and. It's always nice to have that.
Final two games of the Tampa series that you played, and now the first three games of this Boston series. We see the differences from upstairs in the styles of play, but how much different is it for you guys on the ice, especially you defensemen, because it's, you know, you go from speed and skill to, well, there's still speed and skill on the Boston side, but there's more brawn and fight to it as well.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, it's a little bit more physical for sure. But like you said, there's still speed and skill, and it's a good hockey team. They check well. It's there's very little time and space out there. So, not that there wasn't against Tampa, but just adds the thought that you know you're going to get hit when you touch it.
What's the mindset like in the room right now? It appears as though it is. Appears as though you guys feel that you can't do anything wrong. Not that you won't, but that it's just going your way right now. You're making it go your way.
Yeah, I think it's the mindset of no matter how it goes, we just get ready for the next game, next shift, next period. And not only is that an individual thing, but each individual is doing it inside of the team. So, and it's working, and we're not going to stray from something that's been working.
All right, one last thing for you. It's not a must-win scenario. But how much would you love to be able to get another win on home ice to try to put a bit of a stranglehold, to put yourself in a really good position in this series?
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to, again, I think it's, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead. It's more just same mindset. Start the game well, take it shift by shift, and, you know, if we do our things the right way, then we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, and it's funny because everybody says that. They've said it all year. I know that's a John Tortorella mindset, and it has worked so great for you guys. So, hey, it's fun to watch you play. Continue to enjoy yourself, and best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, just going about it, just going to try to win a game. You know, you hear Adam Clendenning say that, but you know he has got to be absolutely thrilled to be a part of these games and to be a big part of these games. But you can't put yourself and you can't put your own feelings ahead of what needs to be done as a team. And they are all speaking the same way. They're speaking the same language. They're doing it in the same tone of voice. They believe in themselves, and they believe in one another, and that's why they are in this spot. And again, it's going to be heavy lifting to get the final two wins in this series that they need. Tonight, the Boston Bruins, I expect, will give the best that they have. First of all, they're going to make a lineup change. They're going to bring David Backes into the lineup. Now, David Backes is a bona fide veteran forward. He has not played in the last five games. They bring him back in tonight. His primary purpose in coming in, well, there are two things. Number one, physicality. He is very good at that. We saw that for years when he was the captain of the St. Louis Blues. Physicality is number one. Number two is going to be getting into the blue paint of the goal crease in front of Sergei Bobrovsky. He wants to take away the sight lines for Bobrovsky and give his teammates a better chance to score. He wants to tip pucks in front of the net. He wants to make it difficult on Sergei because it hasn't been difficult enough, in the opinion of the Boston Bruins, and that's why they are trailing by a game in this series. Backes will try to change that tonight. Remember when these two teams played each other on that Tuesday night a couple of weeks ago, the final home game of the regular season? Backes, in that game, put a hit on, I want to say it was Wennberg that he put the hit on, and I hope I have the right game. They all run together, but he put a huge hit on him, and it set the tone of the game, and Wennberg, I don't think he touched the puck after that. So And again, if that was the wrong game and it was the prior Boston game, I apologize. But like I said, they all run together. The ones I'm really worried about are these playoff games. My point is, the last time he played here, he delivered a big hit. I was just going to say, maybe that was in Boston the next night. Again, it doesn't matter when it was. That's the kind of player that he is, and that's the mindset that he is going to have tonight. He's going to be out there looking to hit somebody. If you can get him out of position because he's trying too hard to hit somebody, that's great. You've got to take advantage of that. But they have him penciled in on the second line with David Krejci and Jake DeBrusque, if you ask me, and you don't have to. I'm going to tell you anyway. That makes that second line even tougher. So, you know, he will be a force to deal with. There's no doubt. Again, we saw it for years. Remember when the Blue Jackets were in the West and in the Central Division and had to play against the St. Louis Blues, and he was there banging and crashing every single time? Although with that Blues team, he banged and crashed at the home games and not so much in the road games. So maybe if he can, you know, revert back to those days, he won't do much banging and crashing tonight. But the Blue Jackets have got to keep him away from Bobrovsky. They've got to keep the Boston Bruins to the outside as much as they can here tonight. They have to have support in front of their goaltender. And, oh, by the way, they've got to score goals. They have got to score goals tonight. It would be nice to have a breakout night offensively. I don't know if that's going to happen in this series. If it does, it might only be one time. If it's going to be one time, how about make it tonight? Just a suggestion, just an idea. I'm full of good ideas. Nobody ever asked me what they are, but I am full of good ideas. Tonight's game begins at 7:30 at Nationwide Arena, not the normal 7 o'clock start, 7:30 tonight. And that means that our pregame coverage will start at 6:30 this evening on the Blue Jackets Radio Network. And that is including, of course, the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Our stations throughout Ohio and a couple in West Virginia. You can find the games there. You can get them on your phone by going to the Blue Jackets app or the NHL app or to the TuneIn app. You can get them online on your computer or laptop by going to bluejackets.com. And if you happen to be on SiriusXM Satellite Radio tonight, we are on SiriusXM NHL Radio Channel 91 with the game this evening. This is going to be a doozy. There's no doubt about it. Plaza Party starts at 4 o'clock outside of Nationwide Arena. If you're down there, stop by the Tim Hortons, buy a Stinger donut, and Tim Hortons will donate $1 to the Blue Jackets Foundation. Great opportunity to help raise some money and have yourself a delicious dessert in the process. And just enjoy the atmosphere. If you don't have a ticket to the game, that's all right. There are screens outside the building. You can stay and enjoy the atmosphere and just be on the outside looking in, almost literally, as a matter of fact. It's going to be terrific. Final home game before returning to Boston. The Blue Jackets would like to set themselves up so they could possibly end the series in Boston on Saturday. The only way that happens is by getting a win on home ice tonight. And we are not that far away from finding out if they can do it or not. That'll do it for the CBJ in 30 short shift. Until tonight, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.